What are you currently listening to? Welcome back to After Our Happy Hour. We are your chaotic but cathartic co-host. I'm Vicky.
I'm Jamila.
I'm Sharon.
As always, we are back with our music sesh where each of us shares a song and then we talk about it and then we go very off topic afterwards. No idea what we're going to talk about today, but we're going to start off with our songs. We're going to start off with our song sharing.
I'll go first. So I said two songs because I wasn't sure if you guys listened to the first song already because I played it a lot when you guys were here, I think. But the two songs I share are by the same people, the Good Days Boys, or is Jimmy Brown, Sweet the Kid, and Rolf. And the first song is One of Them Ones. The second one is Flight Plus 82. Come hop on Flight Plus 82. I'm just trying to get to know you more. Won't hesitate to take the time with you. Tell me you're gonna give your best love. Come hop on Flight Plus 82. I think both of you guys like Flight Plus 82 more, but you guys like the overall vibes of them. Just because I've shared their songs before. And we talked about how we like Jimmy Brown's songs before.
I like this. I didn't like the first one. I like the second one, but not to the point of adding it anywhere.
I was reverse. I like the first one, but not Flight Plus 82. Oh. Flight Plus 182 was a little too auto-tuney for me.
So are they a band?
Okay, so basically there are three individual like K-R&B artists, but then they all came together to create a band called the Good Days Boys.
I'm not surprised that you like it because you like Jimmy Same. Brown and you work at Unbound.
I will forever stand behind Steam by Jimmy Brown though, because I replayed these two songs like 6 times to really get my thoughts in, and then Steam came up right after and I was like, oh my god, I love this song, what is it? And then it was Steam.
Steam is such a good song. I think that's my most favorite Jimmy Brown song ever, but I think One of Them Ones might make my Spotify top plate.
One of these two songs?
No, One of Them Ones. The first song name is called One of Them Ones.
That's incorrect grammar, the Good Boys.
Agreed. What are you trying to say? One of Them Ones?
They're Korean. Give them a break.
What do they mean by One of Them Ones?
I think it's like One of Them. One of them is the one. Dude, fob grammar.
No, I feel like they're saying like... Actually, I don't know, but are you artist biased? Because I don't know that you would gravitate.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, I feel like I have artist bias, but also when I first listened to this album, before I like worked on their stuff, One of Them Ones was like the one that attracted me the most. So I think I like it, but then on top of the artist bias, I really like it.
Oh.
But I'm glad Steam is one of your favorites, Vicky.
Oh, it's steamy, all right.
I will give a quarter of my kidney to see that live.
Oh, a quarter's a lot.
It grows back. No?
Yeah, a quarter's still a lot, though. Shit. Your kidney helps with processing alcohol and all of that stuff, so you'd be struggling.
I have two for a reason.
Okay.
Next person.
Sure. My song that I sent is called In the Middle by Shaker and Cobra. I don't really know these artists. And my guess is that I feel like Vicky's not going to like it because, I don't know, she really doesn't like my songs. And then Jamila maybe liked it more than Vicky, but then I don't know if she liked it either.
I liked it.
Oh!
I don't remember it, but I liked it.
Thank you.
I think I liked the EDM A part, like the chorus a little bit, but then overall, didn't really like it.
Huh? There's no...
Is it?
There's no EDM at all. Are you okay?
I bet you Jam barely pay attention to it.
Then I didn't like
it. It's like R&B, I think. Girl, you tripping. Wait, I need to check the freaking genre. Am I tripping? I swear to God, if it says EDM, I'm gonna lose my fucking mind. Oh yeah, it says where hip hop meets R&B. Okay, anyway. Well, you guys didn't like,
well, I don't really like it. It's like one of those, if I made music, I would make music like this kind of songs.
Really?
No, when I first heard it, I was surprised. I was like, this is Sharon's song?
Yeah, it's so my vibes.
Did you think it was her vibes, Vicky?
I kind of don't remember it anymore.
You guys suck.
I replayed all three songs that you guys shared a lot, but I think it kind of just blended in at one point.
That means it just doesn't stand out.
Yeah, so I don't remember it.
Great.
You know what song I want to send? Or my favorite song right now is Die For You by The Weeknd, but I can't send it because obviously you guys know the song.
Oh, how does that go again?
I wanna die for you.
Why do I bother asking?
The one with Ariana remix that just came out, that I wanna the
girl, you better stop right now.
I know what you're thinking.
That's not even close, Jamila. Is it the
Yeah.
Oh my god. Someone put that clip side to side and be like, where, Jamila, where?
I had it in my head, but it didn't translate well when it came out my mouth.
The song that I shared is called Grinding by NF. And I'm gonna say both of you guys did not like it.
Correct.
Yeah, I
like it. Yeah, I was going for I really liked it, and I know neither of you guys liked it, but I'm going to share it because I think it's really good.
I feel like I was getting yelled at.
It was giving Eminem to me.
That's a good point, and I thought there might be a slight chance that Jam likes it, but I was like, does she even like Eminem? I don't remember. But he is heavily influenced by Eminem. So he sounds a lot like it. But man, when I run with this man, I feel like I can conquer the world.
I was about to say, I bet you Vicky runs to this song.
Yeah, I work to this song and I run to this song. His album's amazing. If you're a hip-hop fan, highly recommend.
I appreciate Eminem's lyrics and flow, but I don't like his voice. Sorry.
Eminem's? Yeah. Oh, NF has really good lyrics too. He has really sad lyrics. His other song that I really like is When I Grow Up.
When I Grow Up.
Not by Pussycat Dolls, by NF.
How'd you find him?
I think When I Grow Up, I found from TikTok. I sometimes get TikToks where it's like, if you need a like good pump you up song, here is a list of songs, and it was one of them. I was like, whoa, that's really good. And then one day I was like, this is a really good gym song, let me look into this artist. And then I started listening to his all his albums, and I was like, holy fuck, he's so good.
You know how YG has recently been on tour, and he's been bringing out hella special guests?
Like who?
I think he brought out Big Sean, and then I don't know if it's the same concert, but I think Usher was at something.
YG, like JYP GOT7?
No, like the rapper.
That's why I was so confused. I was like, what do you mean he brought up Big Sean? Why?
Okay, I don't know if Usher was from the YG concert or it was like another clip, and he was playing Daddy's Home, and I was like, wow, I would love to see old Usher. Where he had like...
He hasn't come out with new music though, right?
I don't think so. But he has some bops. Like DJ God's Falling in Love.
How do those people like maintain... Are they just that rich from that long ago? Or do they...
They do business now.
Yeah, I always think about people who like child celebrities, kind of. Or when we were children, they were celebrities. And then they kind of fall off the face of the earth.
For example, like Mariah Carey or like Macaulay Culkin. Like every Christmas, Home Alone or like All I Want for Christmas Is You, it comes back to be super popular, and they make money from that.
I'm thinking like, what happened? You guys watch iCarly? I know Miranda Cosgrove went to school, but then like Freddie Benson, what happened to him after? And then they had iCarly reboot, but I haven't seen a lot of the cast in between, you know? But they do stuff, so I'm just like...
But I think they made a good amount of money each episode.
Yeah, I think they probably had enough to like invest and then maintain their lifestyle now.
Dude, do you guys know that there's full episodes of Wizards of Waverly Place on Disney Channel? I mean, on YouTube.
I feel like I'd get bored after a while.
Oh, I think it's because I'm a child still.
That I can see too.
You guys went to Dean Lewis press conference
thing. Oh, yeah. I kind of don't remember him looking the way he did, but he's an attractive man.
Very attractive man. Very attractive Australian man. He started speaking. I was like, oh, hi there.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
No.
No.
I would like to water.
Okay. That was really bad. So basically, we got a chance to attend another press conference. This time it was for Dean Lewis. So Vicky and I went. It was really good. Or I thought it was really good. I know his music, but I didn't have like a face to a name or a personality to a character or a person kind of thing. But he was really cool. Like, I think he's a very genuine person. And it was mm-hmm. very enlightening conversation. So check out his music.
I think he has a whole new album out right now. The song or like the single off the song. What is that called? Like the...
Oh, the title track?
That title track is about his dad, I believe, because his dad had some sort of illness.
He talked about it, but I have shitty memory, but it was good. I liked it.
What kind of music does he make?
Simp. But it's very similar to like Lauv, James Arthur, Jeremy Zucker, Chelsea Cutler, like that vibe, but less Gen Z.
I don't think those artists are Gen Z. Oh, see, he's categorized in pop.
Oh, yeah. He reminds me kind of Lewis Capaldi, who is also my favorite person in the whole wide world. So
he's funny.
Same people.
That's Lewis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love this song. Wow, we're not.
Oh, that's his
song? I would
song?
Not think this the man that does those things on stage writing a song like that. That's crazy.
No, Pointless is also really, really sad.
Oh.
It's because he's like a very, he's depressed, has like so many mental issues, and he puts it on his songs. But then in real life, he's like a dry humor guy, so he makes fun of it.
Mm. Man be like, he like farts on stage and stuff. It's kind of crazy. Speaking of pop... You know who, for me, I don't know her, or, like, I don't go to her music, but I feel like she's back. How do I explain this? I feel like I knew, she got famous, but to me, she fell off the face of the planet of the Earth. But I do think she kept continuing music. But now she's back on the face of the planet of the Earth because of TikTok.
Meghan Trainor?
Yes. Because I knew her songs as, like, super poppy to the point where, like, I don't like them, right? But, like, I know she's a great singer and she's super talented and whatever. But then I see her on TikTok and she's so funny and I'm obsessed with her child. Sorry, that doesn't sound great, but he's so cute.
He's so cute, yeah. You know the father is by kids, right?
Yeah, we talked about... Did we talk about this in the last episode?
No, we talked about this in one of our calls.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
She went TikTok. Her song went TikTok viral.
Untouchable.
Kind of like that. Yeah, I think
that's
so.
That's her song?
Yeah.
I was thinking something about the Versace. Oh, Louis Vuitton. Oh, I mean.
I could have my Louis.
My Louis.
Right, that one.
I made you look. I made you look.
Yeah, but a lot of her songs are good TikTok songs.
They're like very poppy. I don't know. Music is boring to me right now. Or like the really good music I'm like loyal to, but then I'm not in the urge to find new music.
Same.
Even if I'm like trying to find new music, but nothing has hit really the same.
Yeah, I don't think K-pop has released anything that has snagged my interest either.
Oh my god.
That or XG. Anything else, I'm like, eh.
Well, that was our music sesh. As it's been for the past few months, I don't think we've really found new music that we really, really love.
Jamila is trying to end it, but I'm not letting her. But what if artists are just trying to make music to appeal to TikTok?
That's a theory, I think.
Or like a lot of artists release, or they're like, oh, this song is coming out next month, like on March 16th or something. So they drop snippets, right? But it's basically the chorus. So then by the time I hear it, I'm like, I already know the song. So I understand it, but maybe I'm just old school. Like, I want you to not cheat the system, and I want you to appeal to my heart. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
See, for me, when I listen to late 2000s, like 2010s songs, whether it's EDM, whether it is kind of like that dance R&B kind of thing, there's just certain things to them. Like, yes, nostalgia plays a part, but the beat, the groove, like, it's just so good. And there's literally no music like that now. Like, even if it's the same artist, like, their music style changed. I get it. Like, they evolve and stuff. But
dude, yeah.
I just I just miss like that vibe. Like the whole Rihanna set for Super Bowl, like that, they don't make music like that anymore. And I'm like confused because it's obviously music that people still listen to. So I'm just like, where did the change happen?
I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised if one of her old songs made my Spotify because that's how much I don't listen to new music.
Yeah, anyway, sorry, you can continue.
Well, yeah, anyways, this is our little chat on this month's music. Until next time.
Adios.
Bye.